Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
I'll tell you what's up. We're getting hyped.
Cholo socks out here on the west side.
What is it? What do they say? Hire the sock.
Down are the fool. Everybody knows that.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Orale, Los Fatos Locos, forever live from the west side. It's Camino.
Make them understand it's west side for life.
Yeah. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you enjoyed that, your extended weekend. We have a Thanksgiving theory you're not going to want to miss in a few minutes. But again, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich. Bo is here in for Danny G.
Hey, Bo.
Danny G is back on Wednesday. Ramos.
Hey, Ramos.
Hola.
He's on the ones and twos.
Dan
and
Byer.
Of course, Dan Byer's here. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
And, you know, in a little bit, there's a lot to get to. I mean, we're going to talk Mike White. We're going to talk about Odell Beckham Jr. And why is he the worst dude? There's a reason why he's the worst dude.
OBJ's the worst guy.
Yeah.
The worst guy.
The worst dude. I'll explain
than,
why.
You know, the criticism that Zach Wilson and Russell Wilson are getting. He's worse?
Well, Russ, Captain Cringe himself. Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
He's in the news. So we're going to go over all the things that made us go, all the big observations from this week in the NFL. But I have a question for the room before we proceed any further.
Uh-oh. This sounds serious.
So it's a hard-hitting question. Uh-oh. Very important.
Well, people need to understand if they're new to Covino and Rich or a lot of people that are joining us because maybe they heard us on Dan Patrick last week. We filled in for Dan Patrick last week. If you missed any of that.
And they were like, I need more of this every day.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Wait a second. What are these guys really all about? Well, so, just know that we cover the hard-hitting stuff.
Yeah, like this, the hardest-hitting question of the day has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson or some real stuff. It's a simple question. Thanksgiving was Thursday, right? So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Is today the last day you could eat leftovers?
No. That's
great
not
question.
How you do it. That's not.
Because
not,
I guess if
no,
you
no,
go,
no.
Do you want to
here to make a new rule?
Do you want to get
new rule? Today is the last
okay,
day. I'm
fine.
Not asking these bozos. I'm here to tell them.
Okay.
Today's
I like
the last day, Fox Sports Radio Nation. It's over. Christmas season has begun. Enough of your turkey schmurky leftovers. Enough of that nonsense. It's been enough. You've had enough.
You know what?
Time to move on.
I appreciate your firm stance.
Yes.
You know what?
Firme.
I'm not asking.
Gotta be firme.
I'm telling. Today's the last day. Because you know what you don't want? You don't want to have green bean casserole on Tuesday or Wednesday and get the poops and then be like, why am I on the toilet? Oh,
I'll tell you what, this is very
polarizing.
Green
bean casserole that's a week old.
Let me tell you, let me bring you behind the velvet rope here in Fox Sports Radio. Every day, you know, we're brainstorming, what are we going to talk about, right? And of course, we're going to talk about, like Rich said, OBJ and Lamar Jackson sending out these mean tweets. Lots of stuff to get to. But we always go over what we're going to talk about collectively. And I told Mike, you know, Mike that runs this place.
Yeah.
I was like, Mike, today we're going to talk about this being the last day for Thanksgiving leftovers. And he was like, says who? He's like, get out. He had a turkey sandwich planned for tomorrow. He's already, hold on. He's already planning like tomorrow's lunch. He's like, what? I got turkey lined up for tomorrow. He goes, you guys are bozos. And then he said this. Here's the only caveat, the only little nugget that counts in this new rule we're making here today.
Okay.
If you're saving it and freezing it for something else special, he goes, my wife always makes a turkey pot pie. She freezes them, and she'll be making that sometime next month around Christmas. I don't know. He has
Well, I'm not eating that. I hope he doesn't bring it in.
No. You freeze it.
Turkey pot pie? Get out of here. Sorry,
how
Mike.
How dare you?
Sorry, Mike.
I say that's the only sort of fair reasoning here. Like, if you're going to freeze some stuff or something else in the future, all right, that's fine. I'm cool with that. But as far as like just running through the leftovers, like it's kind of gross after a while. I'm all for leftovers. I love a doggy bag. I'm never too good for, you know, leftovers and reheating things. I live mostly on reheating things on my toaster oven.
That's the truth.
So I'm not the guy who's above it.
Then let me ask you this.
But there's got to be a limit.
Why are we making some weird exceptions for Thanksgiving? Because if I were to tell you, hey, I have some chicken or pasta or something in the fridge from Thursday, you would say, I'm not even eating it today. You'd be like, oh, well, over the weekend or it was done. So why are we eating?
Well, because it's holiday.
Cornbread and mashed potatoes.
You have it in that tin.
From a
right?
week ago.
And you Come put on. So much love into it. There was a lot invested in it. It's a Thanksgiving meal, so people like, you know, hold on to it a little longer.
If you check the kitchen, guys, I brought in some desserts because after today, I don't even want it in my house. Like I brought some donuts and some pumpkin pie. You guys,
Yeah, that's how you start gaining weight. You know
Bring
why
it
they say
work.
It's sweatshirt season?
Yeah.
Because you're eating all this Thanksgiving stuff every day. You're becoming a slob.
Hey, there we go. So off the top, now we'll get into the NFL, but just a reminder, today, it's got to be the last day, right?
You,
like you have a little, you make yourself one last plate of a little stuffing, a little cornbread, a little turkey, a little cranberry, and then that's it. That's it.
Ramos,
tomorrow,
what were you thinking, though?
Tomorrow, you go back to regularly scheduled eating.
I would not, I mean, if you guys think today is the last day, that's fine with me. I wouldn't have touched it. Past like Saturday, personally speaking.
Saturday, he was done Saturday.
I was done Saturday. Yeah.
I was done on Thursday.
I think the pies and stuff, I think that's still good though.
You know, Ramos.
Well, that's true. It depends what it is, for sure.
I sort of agree with you. You're more like my wife, and I think in every relationship.
That's good or bad.
Because you're very cuddly, Ramos.
And he has an amazing ass.
Yes, Ramos and my wife, great butts. Look at the legs on Ramos. So in a marriage or a relationship, is it fair to say there's one person that these eggs expire today and someone in the marriage or family is like, throw them out? And the other person's like, no, they're good for another week. This morning, I told Kavino, I was like, yeah, my wife just threw out the eggs because it said they expired today. And he goes, are you kidding? I had an egg yesterday morning. I made myself scrambled eggs that said they expired on November 15th.
Yeah, it's true. Plus, my girlfriend does this test. If they float, they're still good. So I'm like, all right. Look, like I said, I never try to let things go to waste. I'm not a wasteful guy. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you got to be done.
All right.
End of story. Put a fork in it. It's over. It's time to focus on your Christmas fruitcake or your panettone or your Christmas fun. Done with the Thanksgiving. Hope you had a good one. Very thankful for you, Fox Sports Radio Nation. And I hope you enjoyed all your Thanksgiving football and all your football yesterday.
And your fixings.
That's right.
All right, let's get into this. The things that made you go,
Let's go, baby!
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
I mean, damn, where do we even start? There's a lot to start with. And we played Mr. Unlimited a minute ago.
Mr. Unlimited.
I mean, Russell Wilson. I just wanted to start with him because, I mean, you could even see his teammates are like, yo, I'm done with your shtick.
He's got beef.
I'm done with your attitude. Now, since
that
you
clip
saw
with Mike Purcell, that was awkward. That was really weird.
Purcell later said it was, quote, frustration. Yo, we want to spark something. We're in this together. The defense had given up a touchdown, and the offense was about to take the field, and he was just trying to, quote, like, pump up Russell Wilson. I don't know if that's what it looked like to me.
No. It looked awkward as could be. Yeah, that didn't look good. You know, everyone saw it. It just adds to the frustration. Like, we feel that as fans. We see that. It's not a good look for Mr. Unlimited.
The whole,
Mr. Unlimited.
The whole, like, let's roll, Bronco country, all that. I just feel like these are things that make sense when you're winning.
By the way, on a total side note.
Does it sound corny to say? Does it sound wrong to say, though, like, positivity when you're losing, like, rubs a fan such in a bad way? Like, if you want your team, if your team's way underperforming, and the Broncos might be number one on the list of underperforming teams in 2022, do you think the fan base and even players on his team want to see Russell Wilson smile and being like, yo, let's roll, Bronco country, Denver?
No, it gets frustrating.
I think he has Broncos country.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
That's right. Broncos country.
Like, I want you as miserable as you're making me feel right now. Now, I don't know if this is a true fact, because you might want to look this up, Rich, because I got it from a meme. I get all my news and my jokes from memes. But it says
At least you're consistent with the fake news of 2022.
Well, I warned you, right? Yeah. I'm allowed to warn you. I'm living a social media lifestyle. It's week 12, and Carson Wentz still has more passing touchdowns, 10, than Russell Wilson, 7. And Carson Wentz hasn't played football since week 6. According to the meme. But still, it's like, that's the perception. And I'm wondering this, speaking of social media, because these things really add on to the narrative. And if you don't live that life, that's the part you're missing. It's one thing if you're watching the game and you're watching the highlights and you're seeing some of the news clips and people are talking about how bad it is. If you're on social media, it's a whole other beast. And it just really adds on to it. And I'm wondering, who are these people that leak? Like, who are the people after Russell Wilson that are leaking footage that shouldn't be out there anyway? Like, all his outtakes. Like, you know, all of his weird outtakes. Like, how are they out there, and who did he cross that they're even available? Like, that's what's weird about it. Like, where are they getting this footage from? When you see him doing all his weird, like, Broncos country outtakes, someone from the Broncos organization let that out, did they not? How did they not prevent that from getting out? That's their cash cow. That's their guy. How do we let that out to embarrass him even more?
Yo.
You know, bad enough his stats are garbage, but when you add up the cringy stuff, it just adds to it.
Yeah, losing, it's three factors here, right? It's just losing. Like, a quarterback's numbers will always play second to if they're winning, right? If a guy throws for 160 yards, one touchdown, but the team wins, no one's going to say, look at those meager stats. They won.
Right, right.
So they're not winning. His stats are the worst of his career. And he has this, like, smiley positive attitude. And no one wants a smiley positive attitude out of the loser.
No. I mean, because it feels disingenuous at that point. You as a fan, you're frustrated. So, you know, it doesn't rub you the right way. It's like, where's this guy living right now? I'm pissed. I'm not even on the team. Right? So, Mr. Unlimited.
3-8.
Yeah, it just continues to be a thing. And then you see him, you know, arguing with his teammates and being confronted by his lineman. In this case, defensive lineman, Mike Purcell. You know, it's just a terrible look that just isn't going away this season.
Now, let's turn the page. The Bucs. A surprise here. Tampa drops one. I mean, I know the game was in Cleveland. It wasn't like a huge point spread, not a major, major upset, but you thought we're at the stage where Tampa was going to start turning it on.
I mean, you thought so.
That's what we thought.
I mean, as a guy who roots for greatness, not a Tom Brady hater by any means, that's what I was hoping to see too. And by the way, I do want to open up the phones. There's no wrong answers. Rich might yell at you because he thinks he knows everything about the NFL, but that's the risk you take. It's all good. Yeah. We welcome you, the most inclusive show on Fox Sports Radio. Things that make you go, Your takeaways from all the football you watch this holiday weekend, 877-99 on Fox. Wherever your mind wandered off to, whatever you observed, whatever you want to get off your chest, whatever you're thinking about these NFL teams, hit us up, 877-99 on Fox, Covino and Rich.
I think a lot of times,
yeah,
with Tom Brady, they say this in a lot of things in life. Sometimes luck is as important as talent. And sometimes right place, right time. A lot of these factors are so key.
Luck be a Brady tonight.
Because Tom Brady and the Bucks are in first place and they're 5-6. Now, that's one game better than Detroit, who's at 4-7, and everyone's like, man, that team's got heart. You know who sucks right now? Arizona. They're 4-8. Not much worse than Tom Brady.
Well, certain teams have higher expectations. That's just the truth, right? So that's
Raiders,
why we view the Lions differently.
The Raiders, who were a big letdown, right? Danny G every week talks about, oh, the Raiders. They won yesterday. Jacobs burst to speed.
Win City, bro. Win City.
They're 4-7. If they were in the same division as Tom Brady and the Bucks, they'd be one game out. So it just sometimes it's good to be lucky. And luck's a factor. And right now, Tom Brady, it's almost like he chose so strategically, like, this division won't have Drew Brees soon. This division, you know, Atlanta had their run with Matt Ryan. But I feel like Tom Brady calculated that this division will stink.
I mean, I don't think there's any question there.
I mean, but yeah, it's hard to calculate that decision far ahead. But I mean, it seems like Tom Brady's a genius because even when his team stinks, he chose the worst division in football.
More impressive, Tom Brady looking ahead or Mike already planning out his turkey sandwich for lunch tomorrow?
That's a tough one.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Guys,
I don't know what I'm eating later.
Guys plotted out his turkey
sandwich. The guy already knows what his lunch is tomorrow, so I'm pretty amazed by that.
I mean, he's got other things on his mind. He's running this place.
And he's so breaking rules. We already made a rule. Today's the last day. He's like, nah, I already got it wrapped up for tomorrow.
Oh, Spot, let me ask you.
Spotty's here.
What's up, Spot?
By the way.
Welcome back from your East Coast travels.
Welcome back, Spot. He was visiting family for the holiday.
Not about Tom Brady, Spot. Not about cringy Russell Wilson. The big question is today the last day for leftovers, or is that past already, or is it this week?
I say you have leftovers until they're not leftover anymore.
Really?
Oh.
Is there like an official rule, though, like far as like it won't last this long?
It was Thursday. Think of how long you have food in your fridge.
I mean, can you do the smell test on everything or no?
Yeah. I mean, certain things will last a little longer.
I'll give you an indicator. If you got cold cuts and you're making sandwiches for lunch or your kid's lunchbox, when like turkey breast gets slimy, when cold cuts get a little like...
Yeah, but cold cuts have a different moisture content than like your dry turkey.
When your little boar's head zippy pack has like condensation.
Yeah,
and you're like,
get out of here.
Slimy turkey?
I mean, no, not at all. Time to move on. All right. You know what? There's a lot of things to go over. Let's take a few phone calls now, and we'll take more later. 877-99 on Fox. Things that made you go, hmm.
All right, let's start with... Sumo in Missouri, all your phone calls. Things that made you go, hmm, observations from the NFL. What's up, man? Sumo.
The Titans game?
Oh, yeah, Titans-Bengals, yeah.
I mean, Cincinnati played pretty stout, keeping kind of the 38 yards. But I'm looking at next week's game. On the heels of that game, obviously, you know, Chiefs have been playing great. But who is more nervous about who? That's my question. You know, like I look at that game and I wonder, you know, I know that this game is circled on the Chiefs' schedule because they want payback after the two losses. But are they nervous about, you know, Bengals or Bengals vice versa?
That is going to be an amazing game next week. Chiefs at Bengals. Bengals need it more than the Chiefs. Bengals are 2.5-point favorites in Cincinnati. So mark that game down as one that is a must-watch.
You know what, man? I heard De La Hoya say this about fighters. Fighters aren't scared to get in the ring. You know? That's what they do. And that's his mentality. He's like, yo, it's just a matter of what fights get set up. We're fighters. We compete. This is what we do. We don't get scared about it. No one's scared to fight anybody. I don't think either team is nervous. I mean, maybe there's a sense of... excitement about the game.
An urgency, perhaps.
But I don't think there's any nervousness about, man, we're facing, because these are professional competitors.
This is
what they do.
I'll name drop.
And people like Patrick Mahomes is going to bring out your greatness. So I bet you a guy like Joe Burrow is just salivating at the opportunity to beat him. They're not nervous. It just means more, I think, to the Bengals than to the Chiefs.
Well, Snoop Dogg once told us.
Go ahead.
I don't get nervous for things I know how to do.
Right. If you told me I had a dance performance tonight, I'd be nervous about that.
But if I say, Camino, go MC this event or host this.
Is that happening?
No. Because if it is, I do. You know what I mean? So I'd be nervous about that.
You're at Camino at Radio City? Not happening?
Not happening.
Okay. All right, listen. We'll take the rest of your phone calls and feedback. Hang tight. Things that make you go, live from the TireRack.com studio. Camino and Rich, we have more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Ramos on the ones and twos. This is some Shinedown, huh?
It is, yes.
Shout out to Jacksonville with the big win over the Ravens.
Jacksonville, Florida, where their Applebee's turns into a nightclub at 10 p.m.
You know who else is from Jacksonville, Florida, right?
That girl you met at Solid Gold, the adult establishment?
That was years ago. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to give you a hint and say, chocolate starfish in the hot dog flavored water.
Fred Durst is from Jacksonville?
Yeah, Limp Bizkit, man.
Look at that.
Look, you're talking to the angry divorced dad rock ambassador.
That is true.
I'm Covino. That is Rich. Hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend. Holiday, celebrate. Now it's time to focus on well, football and Christmas and everything else. Hope you had a great week 11. We're getting ready for week 12 of the NFL. But the things that made you go,
No. That was week 12 of the NFL.
Oh, week 13, my bad. So I hope you enjoyed your week 12.
That's how time's flying.
Time's a flying, bro.
Week 12, behind us.
So we had a fun holiday weekend. We filled in for Dan Patrick on Thursday and Friday if you missed us. So subscribe to the podcast for free, Covino and Rich. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcasts, and you could catch us on the Dan Patrick Show. But a pleasure to be back here. Getting to your phone calls now, 877-99 on Fox. Things that made you go,
Let's say what's up to Chris in Ohio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Covino and Rich? Thanks
what up,
for
buddy?
Taking my call.
Of course. What up?
Just wanted to say, love the show. It's definitely a highlight of my day, my sad, pathetic life, driving home from work.
Nice.
But with that being said, things that go make me went, you know, typically, I can only watch the Browns on Sunday. I'm usually so mad, can't watch anything else. But I did catch the end of that Jacksonville-Baltimore game. And I did notice that field goal target line is pretty accurate. If you watch that last play of the game, the Ravens got the ball. Guy came up maybe 1 or 2 yards short of that target field goal line. And what happened? Tucker missed it about by 2 yards.
Yeah, so, it's pretty wild to think that. It's pretty wild to think that the expectation for Justin Tucker. I mean, he's a kicker, and I get it. He has one job, right? But that would have been a record-breaking 67-yard field goal. We're almost assuming, like, oh, man, he missed it. Do you realize that we grew up at a time when 30- and 40-yard field goals were not automatic? We talked about it the other day. Norwood.
The Scott Norwood conversation.
Norwood missed a Super Bowl-winning field goal from under 40.
You know
40.
What, though? I mean, he was right, our friend from Iowa, Ohio, but they said on the game that, oh, it looked like he was a few 2 yards short. It from my vision, from what I saw, it looked like he came up a lot more short.
Maybe
than
like 5 yards. It hit the end zone.
Yeah, no, it was in the end zone for sure. But yeah, I mean, he set his own expectations really high, but they came up short again.
The fact that
against the Jaguars,
you believe in him so much that I get it. It's the end of the game; you don't have many options. But the fact that you trot him out there, being like, "Yo, man, we're going to attempt this."
Yeah, gotta go for it.
That seemed unheard of. Years ago.
Yeah, no, you're right. Rick in Tennessee, you're on the Covino and Rich Show.
Tennessee.
Your takeaways.
What's up, Rick?
Tennessee.
Rick. Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, there we go.
Hey.
So this is what made me go, as I watch these guys, and I wonder if they're all related. I was wondering, who do you think would make a better teammate after you watch some of these guys kind of talk and say their stuff, and then what you hear the media saying of what I would say. But let's start with our favorite there, Mr. Russell Wilson. Let's ride. Would you rather have him as a teammate?
Bronco country, baby.
How about his cousin, Zach Wilson? Probably not his cousin. What would his tagline be? Let's deny. Or how about, this is the one I'd go with, the volleyball on Castaway. Let's confide. Which one would you rather have for a teammate?
Wow. Which Wilson's worse?
Which Wilson?
The worst Wilson. Which Wilson would you choose? Wilson.
The volleyball.
The volleyball. Russell Wilson or Zach Wilson? Look, I'm not hating on the question. I mean, it's right in our wheelhouse. So, yeah. Let's see.
Wilson!
Which one is the worst right now? Which one?
All right, Zach is just immature.
Yes.
Zach is immature, and he's got a hot mom, and he's like a 20-year-old kid that's still learning life, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's Zach Wilson,
but
right?
But his body language, I think he's played himself out of New York, the way he's reacting,
he's so
the
young.
Body language. Yeah, but I think he's someone else's young problem moving forward. I don't think it's going to fly.
Russ, there's an article on MSN today. Mm-hmm. There's articles that are making like news websites, not just sports websites. Russell Wilson, Bronco quarterback accused of causing resentment in the locker room.
People are trying to figure out how they could dish him, how they could possibly dish this guy.
You just gave this guy a ton of money, and he's the guy that was supposed to take your team that was a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl. You go get Russell Wilson, and you're worse than you've been in, you know, 5+ years.
Well, let's answer our buddy's question here. I think the answer is still going to be Russell Wilson because expectations were so high. No one was thinking Zach Wilson was going to tear up the league,
The Jets are winning. The Jets are 7-4.
And yeah, and they're still doing well. So the answer is because everyone's mad at Russell Wilson. The volleyball? I mean, he didn't hurt anybody.
Well, what did he do?
Yeah, what
kept,
the volleyball
kept Tom Hanks
do?
Company.
Yeah, yeah. So the answer is Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah. Mr. Unlimited.
And he's just playing so bad. It's like he stinks.
You know, we're going to go to Ann in Florida.
He stinks worse than the great stink of 1858, Rich.
Do you know the great stink of 1858?
Look I would love up. To hear about it.
Look it up. It was look a big problem overseas.
That's how much Russell Wilson stinks right now.
Look it up. I learned about it this weekend.
That's what Covino. You know what? You know how Covino got here? I'm not even joking. Covino saw 1899 trending on Netflix, and he's like, what is this? Must be some old-timey time stuff.
You know the show 1899? It's brand
Rings
new.
A bell.
It's brand new,
it's
right?
It's number one trending on
trending
Netflix.
Trending all weekend. I looked at the trailer, and there's a bunch of people dressed up like pilgrims and from the 1800s.
Is it the ship? Is it the ship
yes.
one? Okay.
I'm like, I'm not watching these stinky ass people from the late 1800s. No interest whatsoever. And then somehow I fell into a documentary about the great stink of 1858.
The great stink.
Because I looked it
is
up.
It
anyway,
actually called that?
Yeah. That okay. That is how Russell Wilson's playing right now. Worse than that.
By the way, it just has to do with how bad. What during the summer, there was such a. I
didn't say I took notes on this documentary. But anyway, the show, 1899, is fantastic. Move for
on.
The record.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
Don't, no. Moving on.
Don't. No.
Let's
the,
talk
the great
to
stink.
Hands off the keyboard.
The great stink.
Hands off.
Right, well, how about the great stink of 2022 is Russell Wilson?
The keyboard.
There was a whole sewage backup overseas. People weren't bathing.
They didn't have sewage. They didn't have plumbing.
They had no toilet paper. There was a whole scene going on back in the day, if you want to know. That's how much Russell Wilson stinks.
Okay.
This year. And to the public. Let's talk to Ann in Florida.
Hi,
things
Ann.
That made you go, week 12 of the NFL.
Things that made you go, basically, since I'm a former athlete, is that I can't figure out why they have a guaranteed salary for all these quarterbacks and all these players without having a sidebar that says, okay, if you can't play, if your game is far worse than it was last year, then we get to relieve and exonerate that guarantee. Because you got guys out there, whoever thought that it was going to be Geno Smith, Josh Allen, and well, we thought Mahomes was going to be good, but all the other greats, Brady and Aaron, all those guys, you give them tons of money, and they come out here and they play like crap. Now, I don't think it's by chance. I think people got to realize you can't choose the great team anymore. It has to come with the camaraderie of all the players. This is a team game. It's not a one-man team.
No, you're right, and the Seahawks are a great example of that. And that was a hell of a game, man. That Raiders-Seahawks game, you know, Danny G must have pulled the hair out of his head. I think that's why he's not here right
he
now.
He hit me up from Hawaii after that. He's like, yo, you're welcome, because now the Niners are a game ahead of the Seahawks.
That game was wild.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but it was like a national story behind the scenes. I'm a Red Zone guy, right? I'm always watching Red Zone. And they're like, all right, well, we're going to go over all the touchdowns scored today. Meanwhile, it's still overtime. And I'm like, wait a minute. They're like, tune into your local CBS game if you want to see the rest of
that's
the
why Red Zone, I'm
Raiders,
not, no.
Seahawks. And I'm like, okay, wait, hold on. So I go there, and I can't even watch the end of the game because I didn't have that game.
Spring for Sunday ticket, Chiefs.
Oh, it's the weakest. By the way, though, you're calling me out. Millions of people went through the same exact thing. Anyone watching Red Zone was like, all right, what's going to happen in this Raiders-Seattle game? None of us saw it.
Sorry to hear that.
Nobody saw it unless your local carrier was playing that game.
Sorry to hear that. That stinks like 1858.
Yeah. The great stink of 1858.
Danny G got so heated, he erupted a volcano in Hawaii. Did you hear that?
No, it's true.
It was a big deal.
That game was wild. Raiders 40, Seattle Seahawks 34. Big game, but she's right. All the teams, I mean, this has been a story all year. All the teams that we thought were going to be good are just eh.
Yeah.
And all the you know, mediocre teams are pretty good. However, one takeaway I do have, Rich, and we talked about this before the show started. The quote-unquote, I say that specifically, the quote-unquote great teams aren't necessarily blowing out the bad teams, though. The games are still relatively close for the most part. And your reference was, you know, the Chiefs and the Rams.
I mean,
you know?
On paper, that yeah, they won.
Right.
They won. It wasn't close. 26-10, but I feel like
They're not blowing them out.
The Rams are terrible, and they sort of like hung around a little. I don't know. I'm just not. There's no team where I'm like, that team's a lock.
Right. We just don't know.
All right. Let's go to our buddy Dan Beyer.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Hello, Danny.
Hey, guys. Just a couple of housekeeping things to deal with. 5:04 Eastern time, 2:04 Pacific. I believe you said that Mike is the guy who runs things here.
Yeah, yeah.
Not true. That is not true. He does not run everything. This also will
He fooled us then when we first started here.
This will also cover the various promos that ran over the last 5 days on Fox Sports Radio, promoting Covino and Rich, which also said Mike ran everything down here.
Yeah.
Those also incorrect as well.
So wait, just that ran all weekend?
It ran all Thanksgiving weekend, wow. So it was like 5 days instead of just the normal two. So just, again, keeping everything on the up and up as we do here on Fox Sports Radio. There was also a correction that needed to be made earlier in the World Cup today. We thought Cristiano Ronaldo had scored a goal for Portugal. Instead, it was credited to Bruno Fernandes. Then Fernandes added another. Portugal tops Uruguay today in Group H 2-0. They're on to the round to 16 with that win in Group H, while in Group G, Brazil made it through the knockout stage. They topped Switzerland today by a score of 1-0. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says quarterback Aaron Rodgers feeling better today, but added they'll know more on the status of Rodgers' injuries later this week. LaFleur did say that once Rodgers is healthy enough to play, he will be the team's starting quarterback. Chiefs signed free agent running back Melvin Gordon to their practice squad, while the Steelers and Colts play tonight, 8:15 Eastern time in our Discover Card Key matchup. Brought to you by Discover, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Auburn is hiring Hugh Freeze away from Liberty after 4 seasons. To be the Tigers' new head coach. And this in baseball, guys, Jose Abreu, a 3-year deal with the Houston Astros worth $60 million. And Miguel Cabrera finally going to call it quits, confirming that the upcoming season in 2023 will be his 21st and final in the bigs. Back to you.
Thank you. By the way, when we talk about soccer, do we have to say nil? Like, I feel like we have to, right?
Yes.
You can't say zero.
Yes.
Have you seen the meme where it's like Americans trying to realize what's exciting about people passing the ball back and forth for 90 minutes? Because that's what we got with London, right? With England, I'm sorry. Do we all zone in tomorrow morning? Are we all watching?
Yeah, USA, Iran. I watched a lot of soccer this weekend. This is the biggest battle
between the U.S. and Iran since Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik.
That is true.
1984. That is true.
Again, Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich. Spotty's here. Ramos.
Hello. I'll give you a
bow in for Danny G. Dan Beyer. The number's 877-99 on Fox. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. We're going over, actually wrapping up, things that made you go,
I got something. NBC loved showing the graphic last night on Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
15 years almost to the day that Brett Favre got replaced by Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love comes in last night. And
you're thinking it's time, right?
You know, I was going to say Twitter seemed to show a lot of love for Love and a lot of hate for Aaron Rodgers. Like, everyone seemed to be loving the fact that he
came. Twitter's the worst gauge because Twitter's the worst, period. Like, the people on Twitter are the worst.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because one of the things I want to get to next, are you team Lamar Jackson or not? When someone mouths off too much, even if you're an athlete, professional, you know, you're a singer, you're an actor, you're a celebrity, are you ever allowed to fight back on social media, or is it always a bad
look? Are you saying, is social media always a two-way street?
I think it seems to be so one-sided. And I have a theory about Lamar Jackson. We'll get to that. And we will get to Odell Beckham Jr. What's the story with this guy? Does the whole, like, I'm falling asleep on a plane or I'm pulled off a plane, does that affect anything to do with his future? We'll get to all that coming up right here, live from the TireRack.com studios, Covino and Rich.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Yeah! You know, I'll give Covino credit. He's one of the few people that never denies his love for Fred Durst in the 2000s.
No way. Why would I? Well, you posers turning your back on great music. Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio. CNR on FSR. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. The number 877-99 on Fox. Again, getting ready for your Monday Night Football. I know you're pumped about the Steelers and the Colts tonight. And as we get ready for Monday Night Football, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com.
That sounds like the perfect holiday gift.
Again.
a nice new grill.
Yes, live from the TireRack.com studios. It's a pleasure to be here. And I have a few more things before we move on, Rich, as far as observations this past weekend.
Plenty of things that made me go, but I did look up the great stink of 1858. Because if there's something people are going to come away with other than some dumb sports fun today.
Well, I know the great stink of 2022. It's Russell Wilson, unfortunately.
The great stink of 1858. Get this, Ramos. In central London, in 1858, during the months of July and August, the weather was so hot, exceeded record-breaking temperatures for the 1800s. The smell of gross, untreated human waste, because there was, you know, plumbing
sewage backups or something like that.
There wasn't, obviously, things are not the way they are now, that the smell coming from London, especially by the banks of the Thames River, right? That's how you say it? The Thames?
The Marcus Thames River,
yeah.
Ooh, that smell!
It was so bad that for like months and months, it was just an unbearable smell throughout all of London.
I imagine most people smelled
the great
really bad
stink
back then.
Of 1858.
You know, I can kind of give it a little bit of leeway back in 18.
Yeah.
50. If it was today and that was happening, that would be unacceptable. But back then, I'm going to give him a little leeway.
Once in a while, Ramos, if you live in New York City, the day of, like, the day before trash day, in like the middle of summer, it gets pretty sticky in New York City.
I imagine dating was hard back then, you know?
I read something that poor people showered once a month and rich people showered. No, I'm sorry. Poor people showered or bathed once a year.
Oh, boy.
The wealthy got 1 to 2 baths a month.
Oof.
You wonder why people do weird, kinky things now. Because back then, you're not sticking your face in weird places back then. Just saying.
And by the way, speaking of the 1800s.
Oh, a lot of steak in the 1800s.
We're going to party like it's 1899. It's a great show on Netflix. When you're done with your football later tonight. A few more takeaways.
All right.
Mike White?
Yeah.
He's all right.
I mean, I don't know. Ramos, Bo, did he earn the job? Or is it a Zach Wilson gig in another week or so?
There's no question. Am I right or what?
Zach Wilson's, he's got to be done in New York City. Like, even... if you watch the tape of Zach Wilson, there are like 5 or 6 interceptions that he's throwing that just aren't being caught by the other team. So he's done.
So his numbers are even worse.
Yeah, they should be much worse than they actually are, and he's already the worst quarterback in the league. So
yeah, Mike White appeared to be just all around better, and composed, and more accurate, and everything than Zach Wilson. And Zach Wilson, just everything about his body language and the way he appears to be pouting. You know, who wants that energy? I don't. Nobody does.
And the thing with Mike White, like if you compare him to like Jordan Love, which everybody was going crazy for. Jordan Love was doing well against a prevent defense that wasn't actually trying to stop him. Mike White was doing well from the opening snap to the end of the game. So.
Great point. Yeah, he looked great. He was 22 for 28, 315 yards, 3 tutties. Mike White, he's all right. You know, and I said here last week, it's not like they're going to give him. I said it was counterproductive for the Jets. Like, I understand what they had to do. But it's kind of productive because they're going to lose momentum with their guy. That's their guy.
Yeah.
I was... I think we were all wrong. We didn't expect Mike White to be that good. He's better. Yeah, he's better.
Now, the other football team, the New York Football Giants, I know it seems like an eternity since they played because that was Thanksgiving Day against the Cowboys. But what did I say to you a week ago about the Giants? I'm not trying to be right because I'm not saying I'm always right. But what did I say?
I don't remember. I barely listened to you.
No, that's nice.
I'm just kidding, buddy.
I said the Giants are pretenders.
Oh, yeah.
I said the Giants, Ramos, I've been saying it the last weeks. I've been saying the Giants are going to, they're going to come back to reality. I believe they started 6-1, and since they are 1-3, and they're underdogs against the Commanders this coming week. I think the Giants, the wheels are falling off, man. The wheels are falling off. They will make the playoffs, maybe, because, you know, look at the rest of the NFC. Most of the NFC is under 500. It would take a monumental collapse for the Giants to blow it, but the Giants are a team, to me, that are a one and done, even if they make the playoffs.
Pretenders. They're back on the chain gang. They're pretenders, right? Ramos, you got that one.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this, too. Rich, I feel like you've been waiting for me to say it. Rich is the resident 49ers fan. I think we got caught up on their sexy offense, right? Talking about all these sexy names for weeks.
And faces. Look at Garoppolo.
Yeah, but then you add Christian McCaffrey. You're like, man, he got all these offensive weapons.
Kittle and Debo and Ayuk.
You know, we were so focused on that, we slept on their defense. So defense looking legit. Definitely a takeaway this past weekend.
When you say
you got to acknowledge that.
When you say looking legit, do you mean the number one defense in the NFL?
Yeah, but nobody was really talking about it the way they should have been. I know you have, Rich, and you know, you're a fan. You bring it up all the time. I'm talking to the general public who's just watching casually. They're like, yeah, man, our offense coming together because they got all these sexy names. But that defense looks pretty unstoppable right now.
DeMarco,
you put them
Ryan.
Both together, 49ers Ooh. Might be the team to beat.
You know, watching Philadelphia play last night, I think... I mean, I'm not alone in this. This is not like some hot take. How fun would it be to watch Jalen Hurts in that offense against the Niners defense? I really do hope they meet up in the playoffs. In fact, that could be a preview of your NFC championship because, you know, the Eagles will likely get the 1 seed. And then what happens, Covino? The 2 and the 3 seed will end up playing in the divisional round. That would likely be the Vikings and Niners. So you could see... Eagles, Niners. So we'll get to that and a bunch more live from the TireRack.com studio. Covino and Rich.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.